Iran says the first round of negotiations with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany will be held in Turkey on April the 14th and the 2nd in Iraq. The Supreme and National Security Council said the date of the second meeting will be announced after the Istanbul talks. Bahraini protesters have marched on the Interior Ministry to demand the release of a prominent jailed activist, Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja, has been on hunger strike for over 2 months now. The campaigner was sentenced to life in prison for participating in anti-regime protests last year. Activists say he is in a critical condition. A new study has found that unemployment will continue to soar in the UK. It suggests an extra 100,000 Britons will be out of work by the end of summer. It also says the jobless rate will remain high for another 18 months. Currently, nearly 2.7 million British people are without jobs. The UK government has reportedly been involved in the rendition of a so-called terror suspect to Libya during the Gaddafi regime. A letter from a top MI6 officer suggests that Britain rendered Abdul Hakim Belhaj in 2004 as he was en route to the UK. Belhaj currently heads the Libyan Military Council. Protesters in Morocco's northern city of Imzouren have rallied to denounce the tyranny and widespread corruption in the country. They also slammed the government's crackdown on protests and called for the release of political prisoners. Pro-reform demonstrations have become a weekly occurrence in Morocco since last year. A pipeline in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula has been hit by a powerful blast. The pipeline carries natural gas to Israel and Jordan. This is the 14th attack of its kind on the pipeline since the popular revolution ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak in February 2011. A study indicates that an increasing number of American female soldiers who fought in the U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It shows that women were more involved in combat roles than before. As a result, they are facing huge psychological problems after finishing their services. And Asian markets have slumped over poor economic data in the U.S. and rising inflation in China. Stocks in Tokyo, Seoul, Taipei and Mumbai dropped nearly 1.5% after reports suggested sluggish growth in the United States in the wake of the worst recession in decades.